Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates December 2nd, 1952, and the title is Ghost Dance of the Kiowas. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's the man. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. Exciting story of the Cisco Kid, the Ghost Dance of the Kiowas. From the old Southwest come fabulous legends of violence and sudden death. Men lived or died in the flash of a six-gun, and law was a whim of the moment. Through this land rode the Cisco Kid. Often his steel nerve and quick wit prevented robbery and murder. Constantly his life was in danger. But never did the Cisco Kid face greater peril than when he calmly walked into the Ghost Dance of the Kiowas. Our story opens in a small cafe in the frontier town of Sycamore Flats. At a table, two men, the only customers, are talking.
About a couple more days, Harmon, them Kiowas will be ready to come off that reservation.
I don't know, Luke. That's kind of dangerous business. Like fooling with dynamite.
What's the matter? You getting cold feet?
No, but I don't see what good it's going to do us.
Listen, when them Kiowas come out, they're going to be seeing blood red. They're going to kill and burn everything in sight.
Yeah, and if we're in sight, we...
Shut up, I'm talking. We ain't going to be in sight. We're going to be behind them. They get the blame, and we get the easy picking.
Well, all right, Luke, but I ain't hankin' for anything to go wrong.
Nothing's going to go wrong. What do you think we made our camp so close to that reservation for? So we could steal blankets and ponies and grub from them, that's why. Just to let them think everybody around here is stealing from them.
Oh, they ain't going to come off the reservation just on a can of a few blankets and ponies and little flour and bacon.
It all adds up, Harmon. Don't think it don't. And pretty soon it'll come to the boiling point, because I'm going to make it come to the boiling point.
How?
By shooting one of them down. They don't know where our camp is, and they won't go in that direction anyway. They'll start in from here. We'll hide out of the camp till they get started, and we'll follow them in. Look.
Yeah, two of them coming in here now.
Watch this. Hey, Kiowas, vamos pronto.
Well, come for coffee. Kiowas got pass.
I don't care about your pass. The only pass you need is this.
You killed Kiowas.
Yeah. And if you don't get out of here, you're next.
You killed Kyle. You killed Kyle.
Didn't take him long to get out. Well, that ought to do it, Harmon.
What's the idea of shooting down that Indian, my cafe, mister?
What about it?
You can't do a thing like that in here.
I did it.
Come here. Hey, let go. Ow, my wrist.
You ain't gonna tell nobody about this, are you?
No.
You didn't see it happen.
You're breaking my wrist.
Did you?
No. I didn't see nothing happen. Oh, let go.
All right. Just remember, you didn't see it. The rest neither. Come on, Harmon.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, do you think there are bandidos in this next town we come to?
I do not know, amigo.
No?
Possibly, possibly not. The tail is not an easy one to follow. I know how to throw off pursuit.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Cisco, since those bandidos robbed and murdered our friend at Ranchero Morgan.
Si, Pancho. A long time and a long distance away.
Uh-huh.
But time means nothing to us. Eventually, we will catch up with them and turn them over to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho! Well, the ears go up like that.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, ho, ho. What's
moving over in that direction? Over by the deep canyon.
We go see, Cisco?
I think we better, Pancho.
Huh?
Diablo says something is wrong. It's usually worth investigating.
See?
Go on foot.
Brush very quick, Cisco.
Yeah, we can make our way through it. Take a little trail.
Mm-hmm.
Not so bad. Still seems to end at the top of these cliffs.
Pancho, it's a long way down to the bottom.
I'd not like to fall off here, Chico. One would have a long fall and too many thoughts on the way down. This trail, I do not understand.
Wait.
Goes down over this little incline, Pancho.
Yes?
You follow it.
Uh-huh.
Come on. The brush is very thick here, but... Look, Pancho, it's a camp.
A camp in the What Cisco called a hole in the cliff.
A cave, that is what it is, and a big cave, too. There have been many horses here, Pancho, and many signs of living here.
And some blankets, Cisco.
See, and those are the blankets of my friend, the Kiowas.
Huh?
But this does not look like a Kiowa camp, and besides, it's a little bit off the reservation.
Look, 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 Cisco. And look down there. Huh? And Pancho, see dead horses.
Oh, you are right, Pancho.
Oh, look at that.
I do not understand it. Hmm. Horses do not just fall off a cliff.
Huh?
They must have been driven off in some way. They're Indian ponies.
Indian ponies, huh?
It's very strange. I do not understand this at all. But those dead ponies explain why Diablo did not like this.
You stay here and wait, huh?
No, no. I do not think we will, amigo.
No.
But we will keep this place in mind, because the hombres who camp here must be very strange hombres. Come, we go.
Pancho thinks he's going to stop at the reservation, no?
Oh, see, Pancho. Later on.
Huh?
After we look over the town. One of the Kiowas, Sitting Dog, is a blood brother of mine.
Pancho not know this, Cisco.
Yes.
Pancho know Cisco used to be a friend of the Kiowas.
I was and am a little more than just a friend of the Kiowas, Pancho. I lived with them in that tribe for a year.
Cisco not tell Pancho that neither.
Well, I will tell you now, Chico.
Tell me.
My father believed that in my education I should learn from those who knew the most.
Uh-huh.
The Kiowas were the greatest horsemen in the West, so I lived with them to learn horsemanship.
That has Cisco become a blood brother of Sitting Dog?
Well, see.
Pancho thinks there's more to it than just this, that's all.
Oh, that is at the moment, Pancho. Hey, look, the rider is coming.
Yeah, good rider, too. Seems to be quite the horse.
It's a Kiowa, Pancho. We will salute him and talk with him.
Hold up.
Hola. Ole. Sitting Dog, amigo. My friend.
Sitting Dog, no time talk, blood brother. Yes.
What's the matter, Sitting Dog? You have seen. You do have wrong. Who has done wrong?
White man killed Kiowa.
Oh, this is very bad, Sitting Dog, and my heart is heavy. Tell me more.
Sitting Dog tell no more. Sitting Dog do. Not this, ma'am.
Cisco, Pancho, I think Sitting Dog act like a blood brother.
Very angry, Pancho. When he spoke of the Kiowa getting killed, he pointed back toward the town. Very much trouble comes from this.
Uh-huh. Cisco and Pancho try to find the hombre who killed the Kiowa, no?
No, that's what we must do, amigo. In a hurry, or much blood may be shed. If those Kiowas are enraged enough to dance the ghost dance, I do not like to think of it. We ride it down quickly. Pump your legs.
Oh, go right in town. Go, go! Pancho thinks it's a very funny town, Cisco. Nobody knows nothing. And the sheriff not in.
If they do know about that killing, they are keeping it to themselves. We have not yet asked in this cafe, Pancho.
Huh?
Come, we will go in.
Yes. Sit right down, gent.
What do you have?
I have
no time for reading, senor. What we want is information.
What kind of information?
Look, Cisco, on the floor. Blood stains. To the sword gut.
Only recently made, I would say. Senor, was an Indian shot and killed in this cafe today?
Why, no. Not that I know of.
Are you sure of that?
I ought to be sure. I've been here all the time. If you ain't gonna eat, don't hang around. You'll be on your way.
Your eyes are evasive, senor. What do those bloodstains mean?
Look, I ain't answering any questions, see?
I do not wish for trouble with you, senor, and the information I seek is not that which would harm you. In fact, by giving it, you might save not only your cafe, but your life. Now tell me.
I'm telling you nothing. Now get out of here.
Oh, you want to throw us out, do you?
I think that will not work, senor. I have no intention of leaving here until I get the information I have.
Right, what's the trouble?
I don't care what you do with them, Sheriff, as long as you get them out of here.
Sheriff, you are the man I want to talk to.
Wait a minute, you. Jacobs is doing the talking. Did they jump you?
This big coyote did, yeah.
That's enough. Come on, you two. You can cool off in the cell.
Sheriff, a Kiowa was killed somewhere in this town not more than an hour or so ago. I suspect it was in this cafe. Unless the man is found who killed him, those Kiowas are coming off that reservation, and you know what that means.
I ain't heard nothing about no killing.
Nevertheless, it happened.
Who are you two?
I am known as the Cisco Kid, and this is Pancho.
Oh, the Cisco Kid, huh? Sure, sure. I've heard plenty about you, always making trouble wherever you go.
That is not so, Senor Sheriff. We do not make trouble.
I guess you better run a minute back, Sheriff. The Kiowas wouldn't dare come off the reservation, not with 500 soldiers in the fort up the river.
That would make no difference to them when they seek revenge. I know those Kiowas. I have lived among them.
Oh, lived among them, huh? That's your cock and bull story. Come on, you come with me.
Oh, no, we are not, Sheriff. Make no mistake about that.
And you'll come with the point of revenge.
Look at you go. Well, you were sure about that, Sheriff. I do not like to hit you.
But once you and I are not going to be locked.
You're going to fight them all.
Oh, no, no, no. Do not hit Cisco.
He said you stand still so fast to hit you.
Oh. Come,
Pacho. We see. We go. We go.
Pancho, I think it's very dangerous for us to come in this reservation now, Chico.
See, Pancho, but we could find out nothing in that town.
Sure.
So I must talk with Sitting Dog.
Hold on. Hold on. We got to talk to Sitting Dog. And the Kiowas are all sitting in a big circle, Chico.
Hey, they are sitting in a council, Pancho. I do not like the looks of it. They're too quiet.
What does that mean?
It could mean that they are preparing for the ghost dance, amigo.
Can't not know what the ghost dance means, Chico. It means all the ghosts come down together and they all dance around?
It means, Pancho, that they dance to call upon their ancestors to join them in the war against their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They work themselves up to such a pitch of hatred that only one thing will satisfy them. To kill and to keep on killing.
Oh, Chico, somebody goes to get hurt that way. Pancho thinks it's better we get out of here.
No, wait. Now the council is breaking. You wait here, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write to talk again with Sitting Dog. Come, Diablo.
Yeah.
Oh, Diablo. Hola, Oni. Chico would speak with his blood brother, Sitting Dog.
Sitting Dog no speak to Chico.
Sitting Dog has a tongue to speak. Chico has ears to listen. Chico has also a great friendship for his brother, the Kiowas.
Sitting Dog trusts Chico.
And Sitting Dog can speak the words of trust to Chico, who asks only to be of service to his brother.
White man killed Kiowas.
Chico will find white man and give him to the law. Let Sitting Dog tell Chico what the white man looks like.
Law no good for Kiowa. Live Kiowa make law for dead Kiowa.
Sitting Dog has wisdom, but Kiowas are few, and the white men are many. Did not Sitting Dog accept the word of Cisco?
Sitting Dog trust Cisco. Sitting Dog believe Cisco, but soon spirit wishes to Kiowa.
Cisco asked blood brother, Kiowas have ghost dance?
Sitting Dog, no answer.
Cisco comes to ghost dance.
Spirits not whispered to blood brother.
Cisco, come to ghost dance.
Cisco, die, not come.
I have spoken, Sitting Dog. I will be at the ghost dance.
By saying he will attend the ghost dance of the Kiowas, Cisco has practically signed his death warrant. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of The Cisco Kid. And now, back to The Cisco Kid and the Ghost Dance of the Kiowas. When Sitting Dog, Kiowa Reservation Indian, told Cisco that the Kiowas were shortly to hold their notorious and deadly ghost dance, Cisco decided to go to the ghost dance himself, even though he might be killed. Now, he and Pancho are riding up to the administration office of the fort.
Oh, there,
ho, 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 ho,
office.
Uh-huh.
Charlie doesn't seem to be around.
Come in.
Well, this is Major Allison.
This is Major Allison.
Well, I live and breathe. Cisco and Pancho.
Yeah,
sit down, boys.
Glad you.
Say, I haven't laid eyes on you fellas since you did that grand scouting job for the 77th up through Sunset Pass.
It was a long time ago, Major.
It sure was. Well, I'm mighty glad to see you.
And we are equally glad to see you, Major. But we are here on an errand of great urgency.
Is that so? Well, let's have it, Cisco.
The Kiowas on the reservation are very likely to break loose this evening.
Kiowas?
See?
Are you sure about that, Cisco? You've been having no trouble with them lately.
It is my hope that you will have no trouble with them now. But one of them was killed today in the town of Sycamore Flats, and they are preparing to take their revenge.
Oh, that's bad. Well, I'll order out a couple of companies. We'll settle things in short order.
If I might make a suggestion, Major.
Sure.
I hope you will reconsider doing that.
Oh, we can't have an uprising on our hands.
Just for a thing you said to the matter, Major.
I do not know that I can, but I want to try.
Major, you please not let Cisco do this, huh? Cisco wants to go to the good guy.
Pancho, amigo.
Pancho wants you to get killed to pieces.
Pancho.
They're going to hold their ghost dance, are they? Well, there's nothing you can do to settle that, Cisco. I'll order out four companies.
See, if you wish, Major, but please do not let them set foot on that reservation.
What are you driving at, Cisco?
Major, you know as well as I do that this must run its course one way or another. You can send your soldados on the reservation. They can remain there a week, a month, a year. But as soon as they leave, those Kiowas will start in where they left off.
Well, that's true enough. What do you suggest?
Well, this. I am known to the tribe. I've lived with them. So I will go to their ghost dance and somehow try to quiet them.
Well, you're crazy, Cisco. When they get into that dance, they don't know what they're doing.
I am willing to take that chance, but I may not succeed. If I do not, then they will swarm off the reservation and, well, no man, woman, or child will be safe in that town or for miles around.
Well, that's just it.
I suggest that you quietly deploy your companies around the reservation and wait. Then, if the Kiowas break out, you can deal with them. If not, no harm will have been done.
Pancho doesn't like anything about it.
No, I don't either, Pancho. But there's something in what Cisco says. It's a long shot, Cisco. Mighty long shot. And if you don't succeed, it's not a pleasant death.
I am aware of the risk, Major. Will you accept my plan?
All right. We'll try it. I'll have the bugler sound assembly. And before you leave, Cisco, I'll be proud to shake your hand. I'll be proud to shake your hand. I'll be proud to shake your hand. I'll be proud to shake your hand again. Again. Again.
Cisco, the drums.
Si, Pancho. I hear them.
Look, look, in the distance. The Kiowas. They ride their ponies down the trail.
Si, amigo. They're on their way to the ceremonial dance.
They bear to the waist. And they paint it, Cisco.
Si, they carry rifles.
Pancho thinks they look better when they wear the blankets.
I mean business, Pancho. And ponies. Blankets. Pancho.
Si.
That camp in the cave. I just happen to think. It is not far from the ceremonial ground.
So it's not, Cisco, but we've got
to get... hombres who camped there must have stolen those blankets from those ponies from the Kiowas.
Oh? Huh?
And if they would steal from a Kiowa, they would kill a Kiowa.
Cisco, think they killed that Kiowa?
Very possible, Pancho. It is so possible that we had better investigate.
Uh-huh.
We'll ride to that camp. Up there, look.
Oh, but we'll go investigate now.
Oh, why did I not think of that before?
Oh, you think of it now, Cisco?
Hey, but if they should not be at that camp, it may be too late.
Huh?
This is enough. Hold up.
Oh, oh, look, oh, look, oh, look, oh, look.
Oh, if they are here, I do not want them to hear the horses. Come, Pancho.
Yeah, come, I come.
Careful now. You go through the brush, Pancho.
Yeah.
Make a noise.
Pancho, be careful. Oh, she's going to draw the gun.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot unless it is necessary. If they are there now, we'll make a rush to the camp.
Now, Pancho. You love your hands, my dear. Pancho, they're not here, Chico.
No, they are not, amigo. I hope they would be. Might have been a solution. If it is, then I will go now, amigo.
Pancho, go with you, Chico.
No, you will not go, Pancho.
Pancho will let you go down there alone.
Pancho.
Pancho always do what Cisco said before, but... please, Cisco, let Pancho go.
No, Cisco. We'll stay right here. If those banditos should arrive, hold them at the point of a gun.
Yes.
And wave your arm down at me down there.
Cisco be watching?
Si, amigo.
Uh-huh.
I will keep one eye on this spot.
Si.
Remember now, if those hombres come back, hold them and wave to me.
Hold them.
It's our only chance, Pancho. And even that may not work. Here, take my gun.
Cisco not wear the gun down there? Maybe you need them, Cisco. You loco.
My guns will not help. Not down there, Pancho. Here, take them. It's better that I go unarmed.
Cisco,
Pancho, amigo. It does not help me if you weaken like this.
Pablo!
Easy, boy. I go now, amigo. Adios. Far enough, Diablo. Ho, ho. They seen us. I will walk the rest of the way. Good, Diablo. See, I understand. There's strange goings on, Diablo. But it's better that we get here to start at the ghost dance before it's gone too far. Adios, Diablo. Marcia Tarso! Kiowas! Healing dog!
Kill! Kill!
Healing dog will not kill. Killing dog is not mad dog. Eating dog will not kill Cisco. Eating dog will tell the ghost dancers I will speak to them. Lahaloy.
Cisco, go. Cisco, go.
Behold, sitting dog, the scar on Cisco's arm from whence the blood came to mingle with the blood of sitting dog. I speak now.
Melan Mumazi.
Kiowas, I speak to you in your native tongue. The Holowe. Kiowas, I have sat at the feet of your chief. I have hunted with your young braves. I was taken into your tribe. And my heart is heavy with your hearts at the death of our brother. I pledge you I will bring him who killed our brother to justice.
Kiowa justice, only justice. Let drum beat again.
Drums will not beat till I have spoken. Wait. Hear me, Kiowas. Even now I await a signal from the hilltop with meaning as great as the meaning in the whispers of your ancestors. It's a signal to battle, Kiowas. You will follow me?
I will not follow Cisco.
Does Seeding Dog believe his brother speaks with a tongue of falsehood? Has he forgotten so soon the trust he gave to Cisco? No. Seeding Dog is a chief of honor. Look, the signal comes. Kiowas, follow me. The time of the battle dance draws near. The battle dance cannot wait. Follow me, Kiowas.
Long ago, Cisco brings Seeding Dog from waters of river. Kiowas follow Cisco.
Not move, hombres. Pancho say he keeps you here. Pancho mean he keeps you here.
But look, man, you can't keep us here, not with them crazy redskins coming up that hill.
Yeah. Pancho thinks if you do nothing to be afraid of, you'll not be afraid.
We gotta get away, Luke. They'll tear us to pieces. Put that gun down, will you? We'll pay you. We'll give you everything we got.
We wait for Cisco.
So help me, we'll rush you.
And you'll be a very dead hombre.
Cisco! Cisco!
Hey, bring him out here to the open, Pancho.
No, friend of hombre. No!
So, Cisco, you come back. You come back to Pancho.
Not yet finished, amigo. It's good that you caught them.
Yes, yes.
Sitting dog, look closely. Is one of these the one who killed our brother?
He killed Kiowa.
Wait, Kiowa. I will speak again. I'm about to do the battle dance against him who killed. If I win, it will please your ancestors who will no longer whisper of the ghost dance to you. Well, Sitting dog?
Well, see battle dance.
Hey, look, I didn't kill no Indian. He got the wrong man.
No, he does not make mistakes. Nor do I in saying you are the men who killed my friend, Senor Morgan, the ranchero.
But what chance we got against all them Indians?
Yeah. If they are here to watch, you have the chance of an honest fight, hombre. Regardless of who wins, you will both be turned over to the law. But if you do not fight, I cannot answer for what these Kiowas will do to all of us.
If that's the way you want it, that's the way you'll get it.
That is the way I want it.
What happens, you will be the one to get it.
I'm getting all this, too. Oh, look out, the other one.
Oh, both of you now, eh? Get out from behind, Harmon.
I'm choking into this.
No. Stand back, Pancho. This must be my fight, little. I cannot like this. It will not work for you to get behind me. Maverick. I think you will not.
Cisco, he got the knife.
Will not have it long. I will take care of you for a moment.
Enough for you and that knife.
Drop it. I'm going to stick you and throw you over that cliff.
Drop it.
Oh, you coyote.
I will kick the knife out of the way. Cisco, be careful. He's rushing you.
See?
Easy to die today. Grab me quick, Iron.
Oh, matter to me. Will you die, Cisco? He not can stop. And go right over that cliff.
I tried to reach him in time, but I could not.
Quick, Pancho, the other hombre is sneaking away.
Oh, Cisco. Cisco, the Kiowa shoot him down.
Sí, amigo, sí. It's unfortunate, but it may prove to be better that way if it achieved its purpose. Sitting dog, have the Kiowas received their full measure of justice? Do their ancestors still whisper to them of the ghost dance?
Sitting dog, hear no whispers now, Cisco. Kiowa, go back to reservation, Cisco blood brother.
Oh, Pancho, sit down. Pancho's knee is very weak.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho, Cisco. That's quite a battle dance, Cisco. How'd you happen to think of this?
Well, I had to think of something, Pancho, and quickly.
Good.
If they were just starting their ghost dance, preparing for battle, I thought mention of a battle dance might get their attention.
He's a good dance, Cisco. And you jump all over the place while fighting.
I had good reason to jump against two of them.
Pancho, wish he could think of things so quickly as Chico.
Oh, so you could, Chico, if you would study things and remember what you studied.
Study what things?
Well,
For example, that cow over there.
That cow over there, huh?
Si.
Uh-huh, that one there.
You know, there are many different uses for the cow hide.
Uh-huh.
But can you tell me the most important thing the cow hide is used for?
Oh, Pancho, know the most important thing the cow hide is used for.
Yeah? What is that, Pancho?
To keep the cow together.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.